In the Bob Tellison Lee Brewer multifaceted epic performance opera, The Warrior Ant, an ant is born of an ant mother and a termite father. This track is from the music CD released by Tellison and his Little Village group. The earth is full of juices, symbols of the newly born swashbuckler insect discovering life. The theme of the warrior who sets out on a quest is as old as, well, Conan the Barbarian. This ant's quest is to find his termite father, presumably in termite hell. As the ant discovers his warrior nature, his ego grows and he begins to lose connection with Mother Earth. The warrior ant, focusing on his ego identity, is perhaps a parable of selfish youth on its arc toward old age. The last days of summer are blessed because they are the apex of the upward part of the quest. By implication, darker, colder times are ahead. On the journey to seek his paternal lineage in termite purgatory, the ant falls in love with a death moth. These lyrics express the operatic theme of death personified. The idea is that death, with a capital D, dies a little with each individual passing. Death, being inherently allied with individuality, must suffer as each doomed mortal passes back to the earth. Finally, the warrior ant alone is afraid. The hubris has faded, and the juices will reclaim their own. The opera involved over 100 people, including breakdancers, belly dancers, a circus aerialist, and puppeteers, plus large and small mechanical ants. As far as I can tell, the warrior ant was never performed in its intended 13-hour entirety. Parts were done in New York and Los Angeles, among other places. The music was widely acclaimed, but the 3-hour presentations were generally thought confusing by the critics. No wonder, with that small segment of the whole piece. This has been My Two Cents, sailing the airwaves at 102.9 FM and streaming on the web at kloi.org. I'm John Waugh, wishing you a pleasant journey through the last days of summer. Stay away from that death moth, and may your own quests be fruitful.